My understanding is that I was detained for taking photos in a public space.
When it interferes with the job of the police, then it becomes a problem. At that point, you no longer have that freedom to go ahead and take the pictures.
Sean Nee is an award-winning photographer who's been published by National Public Radio, Fate Magazine, and the Los Angeles Times.
I guess you could sort of lump my photography into street photography and documentary photography. And I live in Hollywood, so I tend to focus on, you know, my community where I live.
On June 2, 2013, Nee was detained by Los Angeles Police Department officers in Hollywood, California. Today is the first day Nee has spent any significant time here since that day. These images were shot by several body cameras Nee wears when he goes out to shoot, and he provided an edited version of June 2nd's events to Reason TV.
It's just a body camera. It's just attached just to my bag. During that day, I was actually photographing a man who I've been photographing for about 5 or 6 years. LAPD showed up to a tenant dispute involving this apartment complex, and then I began photographing them from a public sidewalk. After they finished talking to the tenants, they focused their attention on me, and then they walked across the driveway, over the fence, through the backyard, and engaging me at the fence.
What's your name?
Am I being detained, sir?
How am I detaining you if I got a fence between me? You want me to come around and detain you?
Why would I be detained, sir?
I'm not detaining you. I'm asking you a question. What's your name?
I'm not required to answer that question, sir.
We showed the video to Andy Neiman, the officer in charge of the LAPD's media relations section.
Certainly, we do not prevent people from taking photographs when they are in areas that they have a lawful right to be, which is public space.
But Neiman offered this caveat.
If their physical proximity to the investigating officers becomes interfering, where an officer has to stop what they're doing to admonish that individual that they're too close or could you stand back because they are distracting from the officer's business, then that's where it becomes an issue.
But Nee showed us where he was standing and the fence he stayed behind.
I'm basing this distance like on a baseball field. And to me, you know, that's like the sidewalk to over there is probably the distance from home to first base, which is probably about 90 feet.
In fact, Nee says he was at such a significant distance that the two officers had to go out of their way to detain him on the sidewalk.
You could see how far they had to walk from way down here to their patrol unit. And then they drove all the way around the block to the other side to where I was taking the pictures from.
Am I being detained, sir?
Yes.
Well, for what purpose, sir?
Put your camera down.
Why am I being detained, sir?
For interfering with the police investigation. Okay.
How was I doing that, sir?
People have a right to take pictures in public space, and that includes photographing them. You know, and when they don't, that creates a problem. It curbs behavior, it curbs, you know, First Amendment rights. It limits the press. It restricts transparency. I just think it comes down to people have the right to know what goes on in their communities and in public.
The officers took all of Nee's cameras, but didn't find this one until arriving at the Hollywood Community Police Station.
Well, we came down the station looking for the interference.
We were just trying to resolve this so you can go on your way, but if you don't want to talk to the supervisor, that creates a problem. So, it's unfortunate.
He was never booked that day for interfering with a police investigation. He was released from the police station without charge, which raises the question, was he really interfering or just taking photos? For Reason TV, I'm Paul Dietrich.